with a devastating blow. Then it had scoured the dog's sides and sliced open its abdomen, releasing the intestines, but hadn't taken a single bite. This was a territorial kill, left for everyone to find. Look how bad and clever I am.
That's the third dog in 2 weeks, Margaret said. It has to be a mountain lion.
The first had been a lovable but dumb escape artist boxer one street over. She'd been found the exact same way, disemboweled behind the hedge of the mailboxes. The second had been a beagle named Thompson, a notorious lawn bandit who'd made it his life's mission to add a present to every patch of mowed grass. He'd been left in the shadow of a shrub. And now, Brutus. Brutus had a lot of fur. Whatever had made those gashes in his side had to have long claws, long, razor sharp, and growing from fingers with a lot of manual dexterity.
What do you think, Dina? Margaret asked.
Oh, it's a mountain lion, I said.
Definitely.
David exhaled through his nose.
I'm done with this. I've got to take Kaylee to school and open the store in 15 minutes. Did anyone call Byrne?
Brutus was Mr. Byrne's pride and joy. He'd walk him every afternoon through the subdivision, beaming when people stopped to pay him compliments.
I did, Margaret told him. He must have gone to take his grandkids to school. I left a message.
Hi, I'm so sorry to tell you your dog died in a horrible way. It had to stop. Now. A man strode up the street. He walked with a light spring in his step that said he could run, and run very fast if he chose. Sean Evans. Just the devil I wanted to see. Sean Evans was a new addition to Avalon Subdivision. Rumor said he was ex-military. The rumor was probably right. In my experience, the ex-military guys came in two types. The first grew long hair, sprouted beards, and indulged in all the things they hadn't been able to do while they'd been in the armed forces. The second did their best to pretend they never got out. Sean Evans belonged to the second category. His russet brown hair was cut short. His square jaw was clean shaven. Tall and broad-shouldered, he had a strong, fit body, honed by exercise to a lean, muscular precision. He looked like he could pick up a 50-pound rucksack, run across the city with it, and then beat an ungodly number of enemies to a bloody pulp with his bare hands while things exploded dramatically in the background. He was said to be unfailingly polite, but something in his stare communicated a clear, "Don't mess with me" message.
Sean!
Margaret waved.
We've got another dead dog!
Sean made a slight adjustment to his course, heading straight for us.
He's so hot, it's sick,
Kaylee volunteered. David turned purple in the face.
The man's 27 years old. That's too old for you.
I didn't say I wanted to date him, Dad. Jeez.
For me, hotness was a complicated matter involving brains, humor, and some other things. But all that aside, I was willing to admit Sean Evans was nice to look at. Unfortunately, in light of the events 2 nights ago, he was also the prime suspect for the dog killings. Sean stopped and looked at Brutus. As he glanced up, I checked his eyes. They were amber, a particular shade of brown with a touch of a golden hue, almost orange in the sunlight, and they were surprised. He hadn't killed Brutus. I let out a quiet breath. A black SUV pulled around the bend. Mr. Byrne. Oh, no. The Hendersons beat a strategic retreat while Margaret waved.